morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning to all the Jesus believers around the world. Father God, this morning, you know this is a strange situation, but I thank you, God, for enabling us to be obedient. And Father God, excuse me, I was wondering what you wanted me to do in this excursion. And then you just told me as we got about here, and when I was thinking, I can't hook up because I'm in this truck and I'm traveling. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to do this, but where I am, we just left Miami, Florida about, I don't know, maybe an hour or so ago. And we headed back to Dalton. God sent me on a mission yesterday. As you know, God sent some people to the ministry. But first one thing came up, then another, another, another. And I was not able to pray with them effectively. And then when the blizzard hit, they couldn't get home. And I know, you know, it worries people when they can't get home, especially when you think of a blizzard. So yesterday, God said, you take them home for me. But yeah. And I said, okay, because they had traveled by one of my favorite modes of transportation. I love the Greyhound. But I thought about it, and I thought, they're not going to be able to get home. And sure enough, they weren't. So, just like God said, you take them home for me. I said, okay. And he said, and remember, just a week or so ago, he had me talking about the prophet that he had told, don't eat, don't drink. Well, God said, I want you to take them home. I do not want you to socialize. I do not want you to talk. I want you to take them home, get back in the truck, and go home and head home. So I did just that. I know they probably think I'm like off, but I'm not. I'm following God's explicit directions. And so we got them safely home. Because God used that word, I want them to return home safely. So I don't have Spreaker on because I'm actually doing the blog talk for my smartphone in the truck while I'm driving, heading home. But I want to share something with you. God, as we got about, I don't know where we are right now. Y'all know where we are right now? Where? What's the name of it? Oh. Okay, we're in Boynton Beach, Florida, heading home on I-95. But God said, I want you to stop in Daytona and go to the place where I had you baptize the people. I had forgotten all about the fact that my first baptism after I came back off the mission field was in the ocean, in the Atlantic Ocean, in Daytona Beach, Florida. I baptized a lot of people there, a lot. He said, I want you to go back to that spot, and I want you to pray for renewal and restoration. So I knew that there was more to me taking them home, but that was the most important thing, that they got home safely. And we drove from Dalton to Miami. We actually did it in 12 hours. But when we got to Miami, because of detour on the turnpike and stuff, we got turned around. So we wasted about an hour lost in that detour. So I'm going to pray in the place where I baptize. I baptize Canadians there. I baptize Americans there. I baptize Jamaicans there. I baptize Trinidadians there. And Bahamians. And a couple Orientals. Asians. People from, of Asian descent. So I'm going to that spot this morning. And I think I'm going to try to get me a little jar, because I want to remember this. And let me share something with you. From the time we got in the truck, we rented the truck, I didn't even, God didn't even, God is so awesome. The moment he told me to do this, somebody called me up and said, I accidentally sent you tithes twice. But my husband said, for you to just keep the money, you might need it to do something with it. And I did. And I was effective, and I completed the mission, and I'm on my way home. But God wants me to stop and go back to the spot where I used to go and baptize people in the ocean. I used to baptize people in the ocean. That was my favorite choice of baptizing people. So I'm not going to be on here long this morning. I just want to tell you where I am, what I'm doing. I'm being obedient. I'm going to stop. We're tired too. But we're taking our time. But I was trying to get to a hotel, but, you know, they don't let you in. But God didn't want me to do that either, so he fixed it so that I could do it. I couldn't do both of them. Probably could have, but I don't have a... I turned my hotspot off when I got to church because I didn't think I was going to need it. So I can't do anything but listen to this. From the time we left Dalton to the time we hit Miami, Florida, it was like a sunny, very pleasant summer day. Not one drop of rain until we got lost after we got here. It was God let the storm go right across this nation and skip I-75. Really? I-75 from Atlanta to Miami is like a summer day, and the sun was so brilliant and beautiful. And I asked Jose and I asked Brother Joe, I said, what did you personally learn from this experience? I know what happened with me on this experience. The thing that God is doing with me, repeatedly, increasing my faith, building my faith up. He wants it to be, you know, like, I don't know if you could put a name on it, but he wants me to believe that with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with him. That's what he wants me to believe. That's the banner he wants me to carry. And that's the scripture. As we're coming in on the close of this fast here has been phenomenal. Just phenomenal. I hope it's been phenomenal for you too. I hope you experience God in a better way, like Donnie McClurkin's song say, I got to know him in a better way. And as you can hear me, you know, the road is clear. The night was so clear, you could just, it was like a picture clear. And it's clear right now. And I believe, just like when God refilled the disciples in the book of Acts, and the place was shaken where they were, I believe that God's getting ready to do that right now. So set your faith on the Lord Jesus Christ to be bigger and bigger for you personally as you obey him. See, God knew I would immediately, no matter what the cost, no matter what, obey him when he asked me to drive them home for him. God wanted to build their faith in his provision for him. And God wants to take you, brothers and sisters, and your faith out of the box. You know, people say that all the time. But you can't live like that. That's living in your lower nature. God wants you, what did he tell Moses? Come up here. Come up here. Come up here where I am. And watch me. When you think you can't, Jesus says you can. And sometimes when you think you won't, Jesus says you will. But it all equates to one thing. God is building his nature and his character in his people. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, see God in it. See his wonders. See his splendor. Hey, and see him as the God that overcomes all impossibilities. Because God said, with him, all things are possible. He held it. Remember I told you? I saw that invisible wall. Well, he did it again. No snow, no ice. You would just think it was a normal Florida, South Georgia day. And when we were in the mountains, it was starting to snow. Okay? And I said, I don't care how much it snows. If God got to melt it or whatever he got to do, he said, take them home, so it's going to be great. And it's going to happen. And it's going to be possible. And I said to Brother Joe and Jose, let's go. Let's go. And as normal, they only had about an hour, maybe two, because we had to rent the truck. And I got the dogs with me too, because I didn't have nowhere to put them. So I think that we're all about to be blessed, and you're going to be in the way when I stand there on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. I don't care what the temperature, I don't care whatever, and pray. And pray prayers of restoration, rejuvenation for all of us. And thank God that I saw him do and make the impossible possible in the last 24 hours. Ted just walked on my leg. Ted hurts. Ted is big. I want you to, have you finished reading that book yet? If Satan can't steal your joy, he can't keep you good. God got something just awesome. And it's going to come in the form of deliverance. You see, he delivers you from things to deliver you into new things. And that's the way it works. Aren't you glad you woke up alive this morning? And guess how many other people going to be glad you woke up alive this morning? I don't know the number, but I know that's how God does it. So I'm not going to be on here long. We'll be home in about 14 hours. Because I know I'll probably pray a couple, at least an hour. Pray for me as I endeavor to obey the will of God. In Jesus' name, I'll see you tomorrow. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings to you, your family, and everything you touch. I'll see you tomorrow, connecting with Jesus believers all over the world.